Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Denise, we're really excited because coming up next week, it is the Flora Fest native plant sale. People wait all year for this event to pop up, and it's coming up here really soon. And we're really happy to have here in the studio with us a good friend of KTEP's, John White, garden curator at the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens on the UTEP campus. Welcome back.
Thank you, Norma. Thank you, Denise.
Well, the Flora Fest, we need to let people know, is April 26th and 27th there on the Centennial Museum grounds, sort of right next to the Undergraduate Learning Center, right, John?
Right, down on the plaza there.
It's been going on for a number of years now. How many years has it been going on now?
Well, right now it's 20th year, so it's our 20th year celebration, so it's been around a while.
Well, for people who may not recall 20 years ago, take us back in time, John. Let us know, first of all, why this plant sale came into being.
Well, the plant sale kind of came into being with a couple people's urging, and one was Wynn Anderson, who was kind of the brains and the push behind the gardens and everything. And if you go back 20 years ago, there wasn't even a garden there. You know, little bit of landscape around the building. And so, you know, the idea was to develop more appreciation of native plants in the Chihuahuan Desert and get people introduced to the idea of plants from the desert be able to use in their landscape. And the gardens would kind of be a botanic garden showing some of the different plants from the Chihuahuan Desert, but also kind of being done in a landscape fashion so that some of the gardens within the garden are little things that people could put in their backyard. So if you envision, say, the patio garden, just taking that right out of our garden and putting it in your backyard, it could be easily moved like that and gives ideas, you know, for people to do in their backyards. And you'll see the plant material in the settings.
Yeah, and what I kind of like about the garden, too, is it's not just here's what we're going to do and we're just sort of planting all these plants randomly. There are sort of different sections that highlight maybe there's different native plants you might want to plant by a water garden, or here's a succulent garden. How did you end up sort of dividing those sections up?
Well, all those are divided, as you were saying, by the preference of the plant material. Like there's a sand garden, and those are plants that prefer sandy soils, so they do better. We have a riparian area where not all native plants are dry desert-type plants. You have riparian areas within the Chihuahuan Desert, and those are wet areas that can stay wet all year long, or, you know, have seasonal flood conditions, you know, where water comes in, and those plants are riparian. They like a wetter, you know, type climate and soils and atmosphere. So we have areas where we have more water-loving type plants situated around a water feature. So it gives people ideas of what plants they can use. But when we talk to people about native plants, they always think of out in the desert here, and they think of dry, no water. They do need water. You know, every plant needs some water.
Right.
And it's just ours have adapted out in the desert to be able to extract water from long distances or deep in the soil so they can get by with these very, very infrequent rains. Whereas a plant in your yard needs to be watered more because it's in more of a confined area, has a lot of competition around it. You know, your soils may be shallower, maybe, you know, different from out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And so your plants in your yard a lot of times will need a little bit more water than what you see out in the desert. But if you're doing no water, kind of just go a few miles out of town and look, and that's what you're going to see.
Right, exactly. One thing that I really like about the garden itself is because, yes, it does have those different pockets and the little gardens within a garden. And because they're not just beds and you can walk through, you have certainly a really great collection of specimens of native plants in here in the region, you know, where they can all be collectively viewed. But because they are kind of scattered within the different gardens, it's really nice to be able to envision how you can incorporate the native plants into a landscape.
Right.
I think it's really hard to go one place and see, okay, what is native besides, you know, you want to see, you know, creosote and mesquite, but right. there's, because that's what we see as we're driving, you know, on the perimeters of the city. But it's so really interesting to see all the different textures, flowers, colors. And one of the great things near the water garden area is the pollinators.
Right.
And how they attract these wild butterflies and insects and pollinators, and they're all kind of just living there and congregating together. So I think that really adds a really nice balance to what you're thinking of for a home gardener in this area.
Yeah, I just, you know, just working around the garden, you notice that there are a lot of what we call native pollinators that you don't see in your normal garden at your house. But these are plants that are associated with native plants to the Chihuahuan Desert. So you see these little wasps and little bees and sweat flies and butterflies and, you know, dragonflies and everything else that come in to pollinate some of the plants. And so they're kind of a different set of insects that you see in the garden. So it's nice that our garden, situated in an urban campus, is providing that nectar and those food sources for those, you know, native insects, native pollinators.
Yeah, because some people really want to bring in like artificial ways to attract these pollinators or this wildlife to their garden. And you don't have to do that with any kind of material or right. plastic or artificial feeder. It's just putting the right plant in the right spot, giving it a little protection from the elements and some nice little water source, and you're set.
Right. So. We have one plant that's called graythorn, and it's a very, very spiny plant, very tough plant. I've seen it growing out in the, you know, limestone hills outside of Van Horn and stuff with no water around it, just chalky limestone hills, and a very tough plant. And, you know, in our landscape there, it'd be kind of more of a background plant. And when it goes into bloom and has very, very small, little, almost inconspicuous flowers, but it will draw every insect in the world in there. The thing is a buzz full of insects. And it'll bring those big tarantula, cicada killer wasp, the ones with the orange wings.
Those are beautiful.
And they'll come in, you know, by the dozens, and they'll just be covering that plant, and everybody walks by is going, freaking out.
I see those.
And yet those insects are after the flowers. They aren't after you. You know, so you can walk right past them. They aren't going to bother you.
I see a lot of those around my soapberry tree when it's starting to bloom. They love mm-hmm. those flowers. Mm-hmm.
So they bring in those that you don't normally see on your more traditional landscape plant material, but you bring the start bringing some natives in, you'll bring different things in.
So people need to be warned, when you buy native plants, you will get some freaky-looking pollinators, but
right.
just don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're there for one thing, pollinating,
right.
and they're moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care about you. Yeah.
But the garden does have, depending on the year and stuff, between 700 and 750 different species of plants in about an acre and a half garden, so that's a lot of diversity in a very, very small area, so
yeah.
it kind of crowds it in. And, you know, for people visiting the garden, you know, it's in color right now. It's a good time to view the garden. But a lot of the plants in the garden, again, it's a botanic garden. So the plants that are shown in the garden, you don't necessarily just run right out and buy, because mm-hmm. they are, you know, not exactly one of a kind, but some of them are kind of rare mm-hmm. and from different parts of the Chihuahuan Desert, but they're not necessarily rapidly reproduced in a nursery setting, so a lot of them you may not see in a nursery, and we have to chase them down from little, you know, little nurseries somewhere or some guy that's growing something in his backyard that has some native stuff, so it's hard to find, but there are plants that, you know, we try and bring in for the plant sale
yeah.
that are native and desert-adapted plant material.
Right, so that's definitely a great collection that you have going on there. And in addition to self-guided tours, when can people come and visit the garden? Because they want to go buy some plants here in the next couple of weeks.
We're always saying our garden's open 365 days a year.
You know, if you can find parking.
Yeah. Come on the weekends, a little easier to get in.
Yeah.
But the garden is basically open, you know, sun up to sun down. You know, during campus operations, you do have to check in with the guard shack. As you come in, just tell them you're visiting the garden. They'll let you come in. And if it's during business hours, you pick up a parking permit and you can park behind the museum and view the gardens. We do have a self-guided tour that's on our website, utep.edu/museum, and go into the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens section of that, and you can print out a walking tour guide. Plus, there's a lot of information, plant database that's on the website that you can get information on the plants. So, you know, that'll help you out. You might do that prior to coming to the garden so you have some familiarity with it. But you can walk the gardens on weekends and things like that. It's just somebody may not be around to help you with it.
And that database is pretty neat. There's a lot of pictures on there and a lot of detailed information. So right. That's definitely a really good reference to be able to look at to see all the background information, because we kind of get carried away with sights and smells and everything. But we need to see what that long-term commitment is going to be in the native plant and what do you expect from that. And it's going to be, you know, a slow grower, and it's going to take some time to grow into itself. So all that is really important to have that background.
And a lot of our plants, you know, the garden, we have the sale that helps to raise money for the upkeep and the maintenance of the garden, because it's not state supported. Your tax dollars aren't going into the maintenance and upkeep of it. So we do that from the proceeds of the plant sale. So when you attend the plant sale and purchase at the plant sale, you're helping to create some dollars to help with the maintenance of the garden. And the garden's there for you to view and walk through and get ideas and, you know, see some of the plants that grow in the garden.
And I remember when the plant sale was sort of on its first few years of getting underway, the idea was to sort of make it a temporary event, right? Once you – just to sort of maybe try to encourage maybe some local producers, some local nurseries to maybe start carrying more and more native plants. And we are actually seeing more nurseries carry plants that do well in our region, but – the plant sale goes on nonetheless.
Right. And we, you had a tremendous year right after the big freeze.
Oh, yeah.
We had a real good sale there because the non-native material got cleared out pretty quick. But, you know, our climate, we are a cold desert. The part of the, you know, Chihuahuan Desert we're in is a colder desert, and people need to remember that we, you know, we've had a, I think, somewhat of a mild winter this year, and but do remember that we do have a cold desert, and we will at times get those 10 degree below 10, you know, single digit numbers. And so, you know, you want to look at your plant material so that it is, you know, tolerates the cold as well as the heat. People, a lot of times their plants die and they go, well, I'm just not a very good gardener. And that may not be the truth. It may be you use the wrong plant material. Again, you know, you can get some ideas. But we'll have a good selection at the plant sale, and that's April 26th, 27th. And we do have a featured speaker coming in on the night of the 25th.
We're going to invite John White back for next week. John is the garden curator at the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. We'll be talking more about the native plant sale, which is happening next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. here on the UTEP campus. And we hope to see you here. But until then, we're going to have to say thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.